Milwaukee's airport is using the first computer radar system aimed at reducing collisions on runways. Transportation Secretary Norman Mineta showed off the system yesterday and said more airports across the country will get similar technology soon. But some aviation safety experts question whether the new system is really the best way to reduce airport accidents. Chuck Kornbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports.
The ground incidents are known as runway incursions, and federal officials say there are several hundred of these accidents, or near accidents, in the U.S. every year. This new computer program being deployed is called ASDX, or Airport Surface Detection Equipment X-Band. It uses ground sensors and surface radar to track the movement of aircraft and other vehicles on airport runways. At Mitchell Airport in Milwaukee, an AirTran jet is preparing for takeoff. Air traffic controller Joe Pleskoch charts the plane's movement on his ASDX computer screen.
That's the aircraft that's departing right here. He's Citrus 636. He's a Boeing 717, and that's his first departure fixed. Basically, his altitude and his speed. And then that little stinger that's out in front that tells you wherever it's set at, it'll tell you where that aircraft is going to be within the next couple of seconds of time, and you can increase or decrease that to tell you to project ahead where it's going to be.
This new technology also works when planes are within 5 miles of the airport. Pleskoch says the system allows tower controllers to instruct a pilot to take off or land without having to wait for verbal updates from another pilot whose plane is on the ground.
More efficiency, greater safety because of the extra set of eyes, especially in foggy or inclement weather at night, to help to track aircraft and ground vehicles.
The Federal Aviation Administration says it chose Milwaukee for the test because of the airport's size and share of bad weather. The FAA says it'll deploy the equipment at 4 more airports this year and roll it out at a dozen more next year. In Milwaukee yesterday, Transportation Secretary Norman Mineta said despite a Bush administration budget proposal calling for less money for airport facilities and equipment, the administration is committed to reducing runway problems.
Our high priority is capacity and minimize delays. So that's why this equipment becomes important in making sure that we don't have capacity problems or delay problems.
But some aviation safety experts say the new system only goes so far in curbing airport mishaps. Rick Baird is a former air traffic controller who's now a consultant. He says it might be a better idea for tower controllers to go back to once again giving verbal commands before planes cross a runway.
It's one of the things that many of the controllers had always said. It was too much phraseology, but I guess what are we going to trade? Are we going to trade safety for expediency, or are we going to make the system as safe as we can make it?
But the question comes as airlines are trying to rebound from huge financial losses incurred the last couple of years and are working with the government to get more planes with more passengers into the air as quickly as possible. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Milwaukee.